going in the cup of the boys. How are you good?
Good.
How time did you get up last night?
12:30 or something.
No bad.
Nah, I would sleep in if that was me. 100% if I'm
sleep in even when you get up.
I would if I'm out a late one. I'm not. I wouldn't when you get up.
Where would you ever be at a late one? What do you mean? I can't even keep your phone on.
For him, he's watching, he wasn't he with me.
His phone's been turned off.
I was what about the tune yesterday? My phone's been cut off, my Wi-Fi's been cut
supposedly
off.
Supposedly, when you send you over a certain amount of creepy texts to a bunch, your phone just gets cut off.
Your phone's off?
Aye, so my bill for my things ran out. I need to transfer it, but it's not working. And then the next day, I was just, so my 4G not wasn't working, so my Wi-Fi was the only thing that was working in my house. That's now cut off. So from 9 o'clock yesterday, I'm wandering about the town to 11 o'clock, going into coffee shops and picking up the Wi-Fi. Holy, what a day it was!
Honestly. And no buying coffee, so.
No, I didn't. Me, I only got
10 tap butters. Oh man,
very smart,
Trick.
You get a date on.
We've got a busy schedule.
So it's been lines, Jack, hasn't it?
No way.
That's it.
No way, guys.
That's it.
You Johnny Johnson.
I'm no day, no. I'm a neutral.
Talk us through that final, mate. That was brilliant, man. What was Big Jock like in the dressing room, seriously?
That's it. I'm a neutral pundit, Del.
Do you want to know that? It's very Italian.
I'm a neutral pundit.
Are you a journalist? Are you a funder or a journalist?
Split. I a bit of both.
What were you splitting?
That man, he said it, my dad all day. Did you say I was doing the splits in the house? Fucking hell, somebody must be telling me. I seen you on the podcast, your passion.
That was just anger.
To watch somebody being so honest on.
Well, we'll come to that in a bit.
Sorry,
I you can be as honest on here. But we do need
to. You can bring your egg. I'm always honest. The one thing you get.
He's like a German pop.
Honestly,
I'll be tuned in tonight. Going, what the fuck? What's he doing?
There's only one thing that's no porn star.
He'll be storming what happened. No, there we go.
Bad news about Lewis, mate. We're on devastated. Right?
Massive setback, aye. Of course, as he's just come through his operation. That's already good. Talked to Faddy there, so that's done and dusted. So that's went well. So now it's about the recovery. So he's already got plans in place. He's for a fucking different stratosphere when it comes to that. He's, by the way, I've been fucking devastated, to be honest with you. He's picked me up. But listen, he says it is what it is. It's part and parcel of football. He was looking so much forward to the Euros. Maybe no playing, as we know, but just supporting the rest of the group, and the squad. So he was desperate for that. I mean, that's been whipped away from him. So he was also looking forward to the last six games of the season, trying to seal that Champions League spot. But
Chinese farmer, mate. Never know if it's good or bad. It could be a good thing.
Listen, do you know, most of the time I've been looking over the last couple of days and at things and all that, and most people come back fatter, stronger. But I think he'll come back fatter, stronger, but a better version of what he is. Because sometimes we take a step back, because I'll be watching a lot of football now, because it's going to take, I don't know, the process is 4 to 7 months they talk about now, which is shorter than what it used to be, because things have come on a ton. But the rehab situation, I'm just a wee quick one with Faddy. He's got a couple of options, and wow, it's blew my mind what he's going to do. I'll not talk about getting it too much depth to now. That'll be something for another couple of shows, and I'll let you know. He's been through things like this, and he knows what it is. I've had injuries and setbacks, but it's the positivity he's got, the mentality he's got. I tell you, and I don't know where he gets that for. I tell you what, he's a far better man than I'll ever be.
A hero, isn't he?
Do you know something? See some of the posts that the players put up.
Brilliant, man.
Brilliant, you know, tells you how much he's loved.
Did the fans leave a big message outside the training ground?
Aye.
That was brilliant.
And the thing is, he was in at training in the Monday morning, just wanted to tell you about the boys. Big Zirtzy posted something.
Seen that?
God's
plan or something?
Aye. For his strongest soldier. It's like God saves his hardest battles for his strongest soldiers. One of the other boys are saying beast, and because he's the fittest in that thing, mate, in that team. All the tests that they go through, he's always tapping them. He doesn't know we're privy to that, but we get the feedback for wee Bill, his agent and all that, because he talks to Giovanni and some of the guys there. So we know that he's top of everything. So, but talk about fitness and all that, and he's a top of all that, but he's been a top player this season. Mm. He's been absolutely brilliant. I'm just gutted for him because it would have been a great story to get the Champions League. But it's that group of boys. He loves them. He loves them to bits. And I was saying to Faddy there, I don't know where to be. Honestly, angry or proud of him. What happened when he got the injury, he played on with that cruciate for another 4 or 5 minutes. Didn't want the stretcher on because he thought they can still win the game. So he was thinking already that in, wow, in his cell that that'll come on, that'll take 5-6 minutes. He wanted to walk off and make sure the subs go on and try and win the game. That's what I'm saying. I don't know where to be angry with him that, because if you, something like that, and he knew it wasn't right, you get back and you get the guy's own stretch.
But you'd do the same.
I don't know if I could, Faddy.
You'd like to play on, I mean. So you can't be angry with him. I know that.
I know, but it's the right thing to do when you know something.
No,
right.
It's not the right thing to do. We know that, but
But he's for that respect, man. Mm. I don't know.
He's an animal, isn't he?
He is an animal, by the way. He is. And he's like, he's the last few days, he's been a calming, influencing me. Because I've hardly slept the last few days. Because the Euros, because there's other things in the pipeline. But that'll come again. He knows that. But I've never saw somebody so driven. Puts you to shame. Well, puts me to shame. Anyway,
the good thing is you are then needing to pick him up if he knows what he wants. He's ready. He's facing the challenge already. Then that's something you don't need to worry about because he's going
to
take care.
I just want to go and see him now. So that's what I get.
I'm over.
I am going to go. I think Carol's already been over and back. She's back with Wee Lake. So I tell you what's been. I've had. Got my granddaughters on about my last couple of days. I fucking needed them. But they're great. But that's it. But that's part and parcel of football, isn't it? It's just it can just get a habit of booting you in the boys when everything's going. When he was looking forward to the Euros, supporting that group, being part of that group.
You'd be messaging Lauren just to make sure she's all right as well.
Aye, two of them. Need to make sure the two of them are all right. I'll always be that type of guy. he will come back stronger.
Definitely. 100%. We're hanging the list, but a boy.
Aye. And he'll watch it, and as you say, he watches you. Loves you guys to bits and all that.
He's a hero, yeah. Right, the topics have been a big thing. And you had a tradesman in your house.
Oh, fuck me.
Last week.
I couldn't believe, honestly.
What was that, a plumber? Sparky?
Plumber.
There's a full camera crew on as well. What was it?
It was she was fixing the washing machine.
Was that a live action?
Got his big hammer and his
trousers. Didn't know how popular this show was, right? Boy comes in, I'm getting to fix a colour chart. He's like, hey, Daz, he says, any chance you're using your toilet, mate? Right.
You're a hero.
I'm no kidding you, she's seen the size of him. See me down and then shit my toilet, you'd need a midwife, mate, right, to help him.
To get it.
Right. So I looked at him and I went, what? He went, what do you mean? He says, I've just had my breakfast. Right. I went, fucking no chance. I says, absolutely no chance, mate. I says, down the stair, there's a toilet up there in Greg's. On you go.
But was he just winding you up because he'd watched the show?
Aye. By the way, he'd have splattered my bathroom all over. I wouldn't have had the bathroom left. Honestly, he didn't need that midwife to help him.
The plumber?
It was one of the, not the ones that just fucking dies for a greasy spoon, right? Just looking at him, right?
I hope he's not coming back. Is it Kev?
I hope he's not listening. Honestly, and see, it was good fun.
How long did it take you to click on?
5-10 minutes. By the way, it was as serious as anything. Jimmy went, oh, I've just had my... No one of ones like his stomach.
That's amazing.
Oh,
man.
I've just had my breakfast, mate.
I had so many joiners messaging me saying as soon as Peter leave the house, they're up.
They're shite, bro.
They'll say to people, no, use your toilet. If we need them, we'll go somewhere else. As soon as they leave the house, we're all...
Well, I'm dead. Brilliant. Good on them.
Nah. Fuck. The
topic this week was shaking hands when you meet somebody that you know. Did you do it? Yes or no?
He done it to me this morning.
That was brilliant.
I went like, if I didn't did that, and I fucking crumbled again, man.
That you and me watching is unbelievable.
Oh my word. It was when we left each other. Just kind of like, didn't at each other.
See, during COVID,
have you ever done it where?
That happened all the time, wasn't it?
Horrible. Oh, have you ever done it where? You've went for one, they've went for the other. You try and fix it.
As well.
That's brilliant.
So see, you meet your auntie, right? You meet your auntie, you've not seen him for a couple of weeks. Do you?
It's me, a wee cuddle and all.
A cuddle as well?
I like a cuddle.
Absolutely.
It's
a respect thing, isn't it? Absolutely.
What about somebody you see more frequently then? So say you see somebody once a week, like say
you're... Well, yous. What did they have
every week? Did you do
it?
I'm not a big handshaker, eh?
You're not?
You do it every weekend here.
I know, but I wouldn't come up to you. I don't think I'd say, alright, how you doing, mate? But I'm not a big handshaker, mate.
I always offer.
Do you want us to leave you out for now?
I never shook my hand. That's what I mean. I don't know. I'm drinking at the same cut as people. I don't know what people have been doing with their hands, mate. You never know what somebody's been doing with their hands. No use, but I'm just saying in general, mate.
How can you go from shaking hands to drinking out of somebody's cup? That's totally different.
No, because your mouth's been on that.
I know, but that's normal.
But we used to do that at football, when we were growing up playing football. The boat was a ginger at half time. We all shared it. Couple of bottles, isn't it? Yeah, that's what we done.
No, see, my dad on holiday, mate, he gets the worst white bit the side of his mouth, right? It used to be me for some reason, I'd be getting a can of coke, he'd go, give us a drink of that can of
coke. Do you want to know what's wrong with
that? I've only had one drink.
Just keep it.
I think we're too clean. There you go. But we used to do it, didn't we?
Have you ever been in a place you had maybe, say, chips and fish or something, and somebody walked
chips out? Chips and fish.
And takes a chip off your plate.
No, that's fucking
totally
right.
I mean,
somebody thought about that.
I'll just go like
that. Cause a fight.
You're getting that disrespect.
No, that's a no-no. My mum puts out olives and all that, she'll put it like toothpicks, so my dad just got that. How am I meant to eat the fucking olives now?
But you think about this, right? You maybe be a bit younger, seeing the days you used to get into the bars and the
nuts and all
that. Oh, nuts. Every guy's coming in there with their fucking horns and
they've just done a piss, no wash their hands.
Probably that plumber.
Always, mate.
No, you don't.
I swear on my two kids' life,
I've
never.
You don't,
of course I do.
No, you don't.
What?
100% I do.
Do you know what they've done that?
You don't wash your hands.
Always, mate.
Fucking, you are a German.
They've been in all the restaurants. Remember, and they tested the mints that's up there.
Mints as well,
aye. And they took them back, and that's what they found. Urine, oil, the mints, and all that. So you're just going in and
that's why your head's always dipped in the bowl, isn't it?
So, it's a bowl of fish. Imagine
it's a bowl of fish.
Mate, Primark's no get sinks. He doesn't shake in Primark, there's no sinks in there. So he can't wash his hands. No way.
He bought a pair of socks.
Right, next one's when you meet your old manager. You ever met an old manager? What did you call him?
Fuck off. Don't tell me gaffer. Nah.
Love the gaffer shit.
I'm the same.
Fuck off.
Ian Wright and Glenn Hoddle would make you sick in
your mouth.
I'll all for it.
I would kick somebody right in the plumber if he'd done that in front of me. I can't stand that.
So who's not your fucking gaffer?
He's not your gaffer anymore.
Exactly.
That's what I think, mate.
That's who he wins to you.
It's just a wee bit of respect.
Do you know what I've
said? I think what I've done with Soonis. When I met Soonis, did I? What did I
No, I think you Grahamed him off, mate.
Was it Graham? It might have been Graham. Aye.
It depends.
See?
Depends who it is.
Depends if you like him.
Generally.
What one would you call gaffer then in your
Moyes.
Career?
Moyes. Big it.
Aye. Did you, mate?
Aye.
Who was your manager at Queen of South?
Gary Naismith. He was my mate.
Aye, he's a great guy. What was
Motherwell?
Billy Davis.
You're not calling him gaffer.
He's not calling Stephen Robinson gaffer. No. I know that for a fact.
No, but he
you're patching him.
He wasn't my gaffer.
It
was because he was a coach and then he was a manager and it was only for a few months and he was just always Robbo to me. So he was just Robbo.
Right.
Kenny Butcher was telling me big tell.
He was your son.
He was my manager.
He was my manager at Motherwell. He was assistant to his tell or Butch, and then he got the manager's job and he's like. What do we call you? It's like, call me whatever the fuck you want, I don't care.
That's quite a telling thing then, isn't it? Because it's merely respect if you were to say that. Somebody that, I don't know, Walter Smith. But Walter was never my manager.
Years, mm.
But it's all you've ever known them as.
Aye.
Mm.
So no, I know, but it's no...
You would hope that they would go, ah, listen, I think, but just cause, Div.
I've got one or David. Two young boys at Stowell. I've met when I was at Air United as a manager, and they call me Gat, and it's the most embarrassing thing. See if you're stoning there, right, and somebody else hears it, right, you actually know behind your back they're going at 1 a.m. you're a fucking diddy, right? So
I need to bring this up. Somebody messaged me that was where you at Airdrie. You called him up for the 20s, an outfield player, and he thought he was coming up to the gym the first team, and you handed him a pair of goalie gloves and you're like, going fucking and another boy asked you if they could watch Cheltenham and you sent him up the road. Kieran Riley, do you remember that now?
No, I can't.
Just remember he messaged me during the week, yeah.
I sent a false squad to him.
Brilliant
that story.
Mate, see on it, I called the Canio gaffer at the Hydro and I had to go home early and see on it. I'm thinking, why the fuck did I call him gaffer? I hated that prick, man.
No, so what would you see if one of the players for last year came up to
you? Oh, the coldest gaffer, shut up.
You didn't even like getting called to it last year, did you?
Nah.
Did they call you? Did they call you gaffer when you were running this?
Uh-huh.
Did they?
One of the young boys in the 20s came up and winked at his and called his mate, and I was like, get back in the water.
If there's something to say, you know?
Say, that's right, I went, get back in the water.
Do you call the Canu a prick if he's in your presence?
No, with a fucking batter, isn't it?
I know.
You call him gaffer again?
I had gaffer him off again. Like, see, if I'm striking, mate, I wouldn't know what to say, what to call him, eh? He'd be one, because you were like, you say you were respected, you're intimidated
by him. You would think about it, and you'd be like,
aye.
If I say, all right, Ek, but doesn't it feel
I like it.
That's a good point.
Gaffer and Peter, everybody,
Friel the lot.
So when Barry Ferguson came on this podcast, you never called him gaffer?
I did.
Did you?
Nah, right. If you listen back through tapes.
Oh, something, by the way, I know how good a player you were. I was sitting with a certain Mr. Andrews. But he speaks so highly.
You play with Math?
Right, Clyde. That's just clicking. You're talking about Barry and that, because we were starting to talk about certain things, and we're talking about young players. Anyway, I was talking about Charlie Miller being the best I'd ever seen. Right away, he went, Slaney was just as good as Charlie Miller, ability wise, but just obviously.
You
believe me.
As good as Charlie Miller.
He says, ability wise, he says, when I trained with him, he says that what he witnessed in training was unbelievable.
Miller's one of the best players I've ever seen for a group and for boys.
I love you to bits, but you've just went a notch or two when the big man was telling us how good you were.
Love it. Right, so, second topic, clapping fans.
You were so good tonight.
You take it away, mate.
No, you go, man.
Clapping fans after a defeat, for or against?
Did you see Rangers last night?
Oh, mate, Rangers twice. That's why I brought it up.
It's not for me.
We wouldn't have done it, we'd have been fucking right up the tunnel because you wouldn't be accepted by the fans, but it's something that happens now.
Did you see some modern fans?
Oh my word.
Right.
By the way, that took me back to when I played with Rangers.
Would you get that?
Would you get that, Dad?
Oh mate, aye, sometimes, aye.
That's when his number went up to go on.
Warming up.
Did you have managers that would make you do that?
The worst I saw was Coisty. It was against Dundee. I was playing that night, and the whole four stands were shouting, "Ali, Ali, get the fuck!"
What, Rangers fans?
Every one of them. And I remember sitting in that dressing room at that time. Coisty was broken, by the way, but then he come back. Because he's had that mental kind of toughness, but I couldn't.
The whole stadium.
Now we've had it when you're there and you've had maybe a section or two, but that whole stadium gave it to McCoy and it was fucking.
Why did they hate him?
And also what I used to witness, and he's probably this as well. Remember after a defeat, the boys had to walk. And I was just a young guy at the time. The players, the experienced boys had to walk through the main doors.
To the car park.
The car park.
Across the road.
And it was a cauldron of fans.
Oh,
and I used to go and walk across with them at times. My God, that was frightening by the way.
I can imagine.
So when you're playing it, well, Faddy, if you're playing in front of that bigger crowd and you're not having a good one,
it's brutal, isn't it?
Mate, honestly, you fucking want to bury yourself, don't you? You're wanting to out by the shovel.
The thing is, though, but you do it because it's for the fans to say,
thanks for coming, thanks for travelling, or
you've backed us, we've no put on a performance. Because if you don't, they're going to say, they never even acknowledged us.
Mm-hmm.
Spent their money and...
It is a bit, they're under a bit of pressure. Because you're right, Faddy, see if you don't, they're going
I think...
Oh, you're getting
right.
That.
But you've got to understand, right, the fans, I totally understand the fans, but she's a player, we've done it. You get away, it kills you at night, didn't it? You sit there, people think that you just got the road and don't give a monkeys. I remember manager at Ayr and I get beat with St Mirren, so in a big game. And I went up the road and I sat in the house and I looked and it was 12 o'clock. I was sitting in the dark, still with my club suit on. And I'm thinking, fucking, how much is this affecting me? And people don't understand that, but the supporters...
Maybe you're a manager then? Was it just as...
Terrible. See if I won on a Saturday, I would be in a high of the next Friday night.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're thinking, we won, no pressure. Mm-hmm. But then the Saturday comes, I used to stand there and go, oh, fucking, this defines my full weekend.
Aye.
So if I get beat, I'm no going out because I lived down in there. And I took some pelters down there, mate.
Mm.
See that day I walked out and I had the red cards? I've got to, I applauded that.
That's a great thing, because we're talking about, because I think fans will think, plenty of money, they'll just still be out in a wee night.
Not like that at all.
No, absolutely, innit?
Oh, fuck sure, he'd done it when you played bad and you've not played well.
Do you think it worse as a manager, aye?
Oh, fuck's sake.
It's worse because you're responsible
for everything. When you're a player, you can blame other people. He was shite.
Family gig because we get beat. I know it was with Strun Hard, don't right? You can mock me, right?
Was it eight?
It wasn't even the eight.
Seven.
And my head was all Irish. And at 9 o'clock or whatever it was, I just walked out and started walking from Chapel Hall to Hamilton, which is a fair distance. They got me just as I was getting into Hamilton. Just walked myself. Suited and booted.
You were sitting at the bus stop last season.
Gone.
Did it affect you?
Oh, fuck. I was a psychopath.
We had every Thursday after this lost a game.
Shattered, mate. Oh, brutal. Right, the last are going to go to Fringe soon for you two, especially with Derek. What about that last night at Dens?
Oh, listen, we want a reaction, wouldn't you, after Sunday? It was absolutely... it was abysmal Sunday, but... listen, they're in fumes at the minute, aren't they? There's nothing. If you go through the team, by the way, and you first of all, you look at the centre backs, Golson, since he's had that, what is it, a thigh injury or whatever? I mean, he looks an old man at the minute, didn't he? Sterling has to go in at that left back. Berth to fill in for wee Ridvan that's against. I mean, he's got an issue as well. He's always struggling with injuries, muscle injuries.
Well, off a climbing frame, somebody said.
Aye, again, looks like it. And even the middle of Pat Lawns, you get through them all individually, by the way. Just so there's a few of them I wouldn't even waste my breath on some of them. And the reason being, because it comes to this time of the season, you know, when they've done ever so well, and so they should have. Listen, we can go back to the start, talk about Beale, and it was so poor, and the manager's done ever so well to turn it around and get us into a position we were challenging. But when it's came to the crunch, I mean, we've been found wanting big time.
That's what it is, mate, that it's just came to this stage.
I think there's a few things, and you look at the fitness of a few of the boys last night. I mean, I'm talking about Lawrence, he'd gone 20 minutes to go, I don't know if you noticed. By the way, he had gone and he was stretching the last 15 minutes. Silva offers you absolutely nothing. Now, Silva must have a clause in his contract that he starts every game, because on his past 5-6 performances, he's been nothing short of woeful, by the way. He contributes absolutely nothing. £35 million player.
Thank you, winger, Derek.
But listen, what you tell me, what is he then?
He's not white, through the middle, he does nothing.
He does absolutely nothing. No contribution.
Well. No,
and the thing is, it's at this time of the season, And that's what I'm saying. And that's like, if you want to be champions, you go to have that mental kind of strength and that like, kind of feel under pressure, deal with it. And what they've done is they went the other way. So disappointing.
Do you think it's pressure though, or do you think that?
Aye, I think there is a bit of that. I think there's a few that have been there early course, and when it get, when they get into a position where they can, the sense they can win something, they go into a shell, in my opinion. And that's where the real good and the top players, that's when they come to the foot. They thrive on it, and they've went into that shell. They don't fancy it. Because Tav's been poor the last... you can talk about his goals, he's been phenomenal going forward. But in general play, it's been so poor over the last couple of years.
Do you look nervy, don't you?
You're not going to win the league 5-8.
Just one thing about Lundstrom, I know, there's another thing, because I was speaking to somebody that was out in La Manga when they took him away, and one of the boys that I'd been talking to says he noticed that he was one of the leaders in that group. He was so important to them, you could tell and all that. Well, his contract's not been sorted out. He's getting into the last, what, 6 weeks?
He's down tools?
No, we've spoken about this. It's not that he downs tools, but there's something, they don't have that edge. You know, and I just think, listen, he's probably got one more contract left, good contract, before he maybe thinks about retiring. So it's not that he downs tool, Daz. I think it's just you start playing within yourself.
But you look at him as a, squad, they've won 5 out of the last 15 points. You're not going to win the league doing that.
No.
And I'll tell you who surprised me, right? Forget, I know that the usual suspects get it, Goulson, Lundstrom, Tavernier, they all get it, right? The minute Rangers have a bad game, boom, that's the ones they go for, right? Mm-hmm. Right or wrong. Do you know in the last two games who's really surprised me?
Butland.
Manager.
Aye, his team selection.
No, even that. I can't understand what he came out with last night.
Is he just doing that at all? Aye. For the players going into Saturday,
you
Sunday?
You spoke about it last night. I think you were bang on the money. Because there's a semi-final coming up, you're not going to cane the players. It was quite right to date on Sunday to get a reaction.
I think he'd have caned them in the dressing room. I think he'd have told them what's required in the dressing room. But see, as soon as he opened his mouth, we all went,
aye.
Same. That's not the game that we've just watched.
That's what I'm saying.
He kept going.
I'm not asking him to cane his players, because I don't think that's right. Because Fergie's right, there's a semi final coming up and there's a lot of important games coming up. So he's got to keep the players with him. But some of the things that he was. And Sunday, right, I know everybody talks about the handshake thing and whatever. And then last night, some of his comments after the game, I think to myself, people are starting to question you. Maybe it's just a wee bit of pressure, because players come to Rangers and Celtic and can't handle it, right? We've seen a million of them. Managers come to Rangers and Celtic sometimes. He's been brilliant since he came in. But the last two games, I just look and think, well, hold on a minute here. You need to pull it in again. You know what I mean? You've got off to such a great start. He's got a big... By the way, save your hearts. Yeah. No disrespect, right?
You're fancying that the weekend, there's no zip. Their passes, they've not got energy to run. That's why I'm asking, is it because... I would like to think it is pressure. I think that there's players, the ones that get the biggest stick, Tavernier, Goldson, Lundstrom, play all the games. The team changes, there's 4, 5, 6 changes. They don't really change, they're still there all the time. And if they're the leaders and they're no showing the levels of energy, and then the rest of the players need to either step up and drag them along. But I just come to half time Sunday, I'm like, oh, they've got away with one here, they're 1-0 up. I think the manager might make changes. There'll definitely be an improvement in the second half. It got worse. Last night, again, get to half time. I know they had a couple of chances. They're half chances, they're comfortable ones for the goalie. Maybe make a change or two, and there'll be more energy in the second half again.
Did you agree with him taking Cantwell off?
I think Cantwell done much. It gives you energy.
He runs about, at least he runs about and he tries. There's not enough movement as well for him. You're talking about the energy, the move.
Well, I was watching, I think, on Sunday when he took Dessers off and put Roof on. Why not play the two of them together? Let Roof be the kind of floater to go and pick up positions. Let Dessers be the one that goes and occupies the defenders. And then the same last night, put the two of them together, because they're not putting Rangers' strengths for their... I know Sterling's a different you know, proposition. Tavernier, wide, get wide, high and wide, get crosses in the box. They're all coming in the pitch. Even the wide, even Matondo when he comes on, coming away in, Sterling's the one that's holding the width. Tavernier goes forward, he's coming inside. They're no stretching the game. They're coming into an area that they don't have the intricate passes to go and create a chance. They're a team that they get joy for getting crosses. If and then their counter attacks at times, you're like, why are you playing two passes when you can play one and you've got speed to go and cause them problems?
How many long balls did they play? Goldson over the top and stuff like that. See, you're talking about Cantwell. I like Cantwell as a player, right?
Yeah,
but see, he's a team player. I think he kills Rangers.
He's running a bit of I
think he kills his pace, mate. Right? I remember watching him, Matondo, you're talking about Easter Road. He's got the right back and absolutely toast. He's killing them in the first half, destroying them, right? And Cantwell starts making runs out of the right back position, taking players away him. And I remember at pre-season game, I remember watching Cantwell as well, and I was sitting with guys in the game and they turned around and they said, he's no playing to the structure he was. So
surely that needs to come to the manager.
I don't think he makes up his mind with him.
Mm-hmm. No, because I think it comes for some of the players.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dunno.
But see, if you're a manager, you're stop making the runs.
It's too easy just for them to turn around and look at the manager or whatever they're doing. Fucking do it yourself, man.
Take
a bit of responsibility as well.
He is a good player, Fergie.
You know when you're going through a tough time and somebody's kind of, you know, get the better of somebody, you just pull somebody in, you just get stay tight, get up against your opponent. I don't see that. That just fizzled out last night.
Well, the big debate on Twitter, what I wanted to ask you, it was kind of mixed. People saying that it's time for Tavernier, Goldson and Lundstrom, three especially, to go. Others saying that they're the three that perform every week. What would be your take on it?
I think Goldson's struggling a bit, right? I think Fergie hit the nail on the head. I can't for the life of me, and I know people will shoot me down in flames, right? I can't for the life of me with Tavernier, right? I just feel for Tavernier. Every time Rangers have a bad game, he gets it.
His performance for Celtic in one of the biggest games of the season was first half is shocking.
He's not alone. But for what Tavernier's achieved and everything, now everybody throws this label at me, can't defend. I'm not saying he's the greatest defender in the world. I think modern day fullbacks, a lot of them can't defend. They're brilliant at going forward. And midfield players and centre-halves cover in and they go and do it. I think Tavernier gets a raw deal. I really do. It's only my opinion, mate.
I think, like you, over the course of the last three games, his general play has been so poor, man. So way off
it. How long's Tavernier been at Rangers? And look at the amount of times he's bailed him out.
It's about the here and the now, Daz. We're at the crunch time when you need to go. This is when you look for the big performance.
But you're just after saying that you should get other players to grab you in and help you and say this, saying that. Mm-hmm. So Tavernier, I'm agreeing with you, he's not playing particularly well. There's Goldson. But I don't think Tavernier deserves the doing for, you know, three games, for instance, right?
Who's giving him a doing? The fans?
The fans.
Right.
And the fans will give him.
And I'm looking at it, and if you want to call us a fucking pundit, I'm a pundit. I'm looking at that. On judging him in the last three games, he's been so way off it. It's been unbelievable, by the way. The standards, way below standards. Now, listen, so that's why he's going to get criticised. Listen, we know he's done in the past.
Who's been at it?
I'm talking about the here and the now. When you've got a semi-final come up, you've got a league to go for.
But who's been at it then?
Who's been at it?
Who's been on
for
it?
Me, in the middle of the... Cantwell, Gibbsy, Seymour,
He takes Cantwell off nearly every game.
Well, there you go. Well, that's the manager, that's his decision. But I'm giving you my opinion, who I think gives you something.
I thought Suter last night was all right. I think
Suter, because I was going to go through them. Suter, aye, Suter's been fine. But that's how you're talking about.
Would you keep having your next year, Derek, or would you think it's time for him to go?
Listen, he's been excellent. That's what I'm saying. What he's done over the course of the last few years and all that, and the goals, we get that. But I just think there comes a time when it needs to be refreshed.
So you would bump him?
I'm not saying bump him, but we need to get somebody else in there that's going to be challenging that position. Because sometimes you know when you're in a position, who's you under pressure for?
You're going to play all the
time. Who's you under pressure for, nobody? It's just his displays have been below par the last three games when we've needed it most.
Well, Kenny Miller says he'd bring Balligan in for Suter on Monday. What would you change that partnership?
No, for Suter.
I would probably be the one, I think.
I just think Golson looks like an old man at this minute.
He's struggling goals, isn't he?
Very much so, I know. And I hate seeing
which doesn't help Tavernier.
Exactly.
Because they need to have a relationship and own
the position. I'd play Suter right and Balligan left.
And
I think, because Suter's in good form.
Everybody will say he's got a mistake in him, which might be true, but he doesn't hide.
No,
he doesn't hide.
It's a horrible thing seeing that last night. Did you see it just at the end of the game when Suter, Golson, boys played in behind him and he turns to get after it? Did you see it? He couldn't.
First minute, Derek, but the boy Bakayoko puts a cross in. I think Golson should get to the ball much quicker.
I don't know if can you first remember the game. But can you remember that time?
Is that another one? Curtis Main and him go and he Main gets up and nearly gets it again.
No, it was another one, Faddy, because he wasn't under any pressure. It was just a ball was out of his head and he turned to get after it. Under no real pressure and couldn't move. But
you got to take one battery out of him when you send him on, don't you, Curtis? Honestly, just take one battery out of him.
He's
just put him in low mode. Just put him in the juice. I've never seen Andy with as much enthusiasm coming off a bench.
I love it, mate.
And ran away for the ball.
Just cut a little bit of Armstrong on then. Would you keep Armstrong next year, or do you think it's time for him to go somewhere else?
I thought he had a really good season, but
he has.
There was a game. I think it might have been one of Ross County's goals. It looked like he was jogging back. Again, we talk about Tavernier and getting into this sort of last few games. You're playing Celtic at home. You win. You can put you in a great position. I don't think Tavernier turned up that first half, and then Lundstrom. It looked to me that he was jogging back when they scored. That's not acceptable. And he has had a good season, but for a Rangers midfielder, if you want to go and win the league, you can't. He'd be jogging back.
He has been excellent. And up until there was talk about his contract, you know, whether it was going to be signed or no, I've heard nothing. Sometimes your mind becomes clouded. And although you're not going to you don't go out as a player, you go out and try, but there's something always missing. And you can see that something's just missing at the minute.
See, I can't buy that, right? And I'll tell you the reason I can't buy it. He's playing, he won a title. Now, see if he leaves Rangers, what a height he got. He's got a chance to a treble, right? So I know sometimes
the mind's a funny thing. I totally
agree with that. But
behind the scenes, he's got family as well and all that. They'll want to know. They want to.
But it's not been confirmed that Rangers are again on a contract.
It's just interesting when the contract talks were on. Since then, he's not performed as well as what he was, because up until then, he'd been excellent.
But there's not been anybody really performing, is there?
No.
Golson got a new contract, he's been shit. Ain't he? Did he not get a new contract, Golson?
Well, re-signed him, didn't he?
Where did you stand, Faddy? Would you keep the freedom?
That tells you.
No, look, I think it's hard.
There's two gone.
No, it's hard. I spoke to you about this before. They'll be on good money as well. I don't know what the situation is with Rangers in terms of how much money they've got to spend in the summer. That'll be three of your top earners. So if there's an opportunity to, you know, bring in that or save on wages to maybe refresh the squad. The one thing is, the manager will want his own players. He's done, I know that he's coming under a wee bit of fire, he's done a brilliant job to get out of these players what he has this season already. They're not his players. I would imagine he'll want to make a lot of changes. He looks like the type to be ruthless enough to say, I'd love to keep you, I can't keep you on the wages. I need to make this decision so that I can bring other players in. I think that it's normal with football where the last three or four games, people look at the last three or four, and rightly so, because we live in the here and now. But over the course of the season, Lundstrom was excellent when Clement came in, and I just think that you look at the three players, they're the only three that play every single minute of every game, because there's no.
That's what I'm trying to say, though. But there must be three really good managers: Gerrard, Van Bronckhorst, and Clement. Play them every week. There must be a reason why they play them every week. They didn't replace them.
I agree with Fadi.
No, but I'm saying Clement's made a lot of he changes, four or five changes a game,
and they three players.
But they don't change because they've no get anybody to come in. That maybe no Goldson, because you've got Souttar Balogun there. But with Tavernier and with Lundstrom, you've no got an option to change them, to give them a rest, to freshen them up, and they need to go.
Could
again
he not play
and again
Sterling at right back? If I know that he played left back last night, got situation, but
and he can play centre mid as well, can't he? Maybe he wanted to take Lundstrom.
I think he's into it. I think
he can play three positions. He's on left back because Yilmaz is at Barisic, isn't he?
Yeah,
playing it,
cutting it. So he can't play left back, centre mid, and right back at the same time.
No, but I mean, times
he says that's his best position. I think as well in the middle of the park.
He's playing well in there, isn't he?
I like. He's a good athlete.
The thing is, see when Tavernier goes, you'll see what you're missing. Mm-hmm. What it's going to be so difficult for.
If the money was right, would you keep the three of them or get rid of the three of them?
I'd get rid.
The three of them.
Oh. Nah, I'd keep Tavernier.
Maybe Tavernier. Tavernier for his numbers. Where do you get a guy that right back against
See when he's not in the team. Even if you give him a rest, if he's not in the team, you'd be like.
I definitely think they need to bring somebody in to challenge him, haven't you? But I don't think you get rid of him.
Well, that maybe comes for Yilmaz has come in and been first choice, and Barisic when he's come in hasn't done it. So Sterling needs to play there. That maybe comes for Sterling's brought in to push Tavernier.
But he's not a chance.
He can't play him there because he needs to play left wing, right wing, centre mid, left back, everywhere by the position he's meant to be playing.
Where does this leave the league? Can Rangers turn it around?
Highly unlikely for me.
I agree.
They would have to win at Celtic Park
and
with a goal difference.
What is it, 5 now?
5 now. So if they beat Celtic, then it gives you the swing on the goal difference. If they don't, then they would need to hope Celtic lose and they're scoring goals.
How amazing is it now that we could be sitting here today saying all they need today is go for a draw and they can win the league. But all of a sudden,
well, for Sunday, on Sunday morning, if they'd have done the job, they could have lost at Celtic Park.
Yeah.
If they won the two games,
it's absolutely frightening. But
I've never seen it coming though, did you?
No. I mean, such a good run. I mean, they barely conceded a goal in that run, and they've conceded six in two games, and obviously didn't score last night. But it must be pressure. I think you're spot on, mate.
Aye, that is.
And I think Celtic have got the better fixtures: 3 home, 2 away.
Do you think Celtic have got the better? Yeah. Would you agree with that? Celtic have got the better fixtures in the running.
I
think Killie's the hardest game of the season to now.
Everybody says that. I agree. I think Killie have a hard game, but I was at the last Celtic Killie game, and Killie were different class, taking long away from them. But Celtic were shocking that day, I've got to say, especially second half. But see the fact that you take the Rangers game away, you're talking about Celtic 4 games, right? Kilmarnock's got to be a difficult one, of course, but they've got 3 home, 2 away.
There's 3 games before the Kilmarnock game, though. They might not even need to win
it. Exactly. That's a good point.
All I'll say is one thing, right, and I hate saying this. See, if the other man last year was in charge, I would fancy Celtic 100% to win the league.
Big Andrews, eh?
Yeah, 100%.
What a difference a tatty makes them to, like a different team with him playing there.
I think if Andrews was in charge, it wouldn't be this close.
No, we'd have fucking be done
at this point anyway.
Well, but
that's another good point.
You said that a tatty on Saturday, brilliant.
Incredible. Even actually, I think the full team in this. At this stage of the season, this is where Celtic actually turn up. Rodgers has come out and said that, like, we're loving this time now. Mm. We're ready to play, and it looks like the opposite for Rangers.
See, the thing is, I know, last night, Dundee were brilliant.
They were, but we need to give Dundee huge credit.
You've loved them all season,
you've heard me saying through the course of the season, we talk about, I love wee Tiffany, McCowan in there,
Cameron,
different.
They two for me are top.
Bakayoko as well, he battered Big Olsen at me, didn't win a header.
Big boy Salah and all.
Salah's
great. Aye, in the mid just sits in the middle of the park.
I never knew he came back.
But if you're at, I mean, look at Motherwell, but then I saw Motherwell absolutely do them. for 25 minutes.
Did killed, it, huh?
Oh,
the thing is, like
killed
this
Dundee
season,
at Dens.
Defensively, but they haven't been great, but last night they were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've conceded a lot. I think it's second most goals, or third most goals they've conceded.
Oh, Rangers.
Who do you fancy for fifth out of them in St Mirren?
In Dundee? It's a tough one, I think.
I'm going to double down and go Dundee.
People are going to say St
Mirren. Danny, go.
Many of them will get in the Kilmarnock team. St
Dundee. No, I'm just thinking of that fans forum tomorrow. I better say St Mirren.
How many St Mirren players get in the Dundee team?
Well, Jimmy Keelan, he did get appointed. What's your thoughts?
Good appointment, I like it.
They say aye.
We put outside the box,
how
mate.
How can you
come on.
You don't know in a bit?
Well, he turned that team in Sweden round who were fucking...
What, what?
I don't know.
Ellsberg.
Well, he's done something that Aberdeen needs to be done.
He gave us a rundown last week.
I don't mind.
Tell us everything about him. That was on the BBC website.
I usually I'm better than that. Usually I'll go in and dig deep and do my own wee bit of knowledge, journalism and knowledge about the game. But that one, I was a wee bit. I was busy that week, so I just went and done.
See this team he took over. What were they? Brock at the bottom. And he took them up to 11 in the league.
They finished second twice in the last two seasons.
But where were they when he went in, do you know?
They were very poor size, so you probably need to know there.
So he's turned the full hand round, which is probably what Aberdeen need.
But what they took a team that hadn't been in the top flight, into the top flight, and then they get the move and got them to finish second last season. And there's a few good teams in that league as well, so...
But they need to stand by it, though, and give the guy time. Yeah. There's no point in going down this route what they've done with Glass, and I don't mean... just keep Glass there with the results, but they then went and changed the complete style, what they said they brought Glass in.
Glass had never been a manager before, mate, like this guy's...
I know, 100%, but they've got to give him time, because he's supposedly really good at building teams.
I think it's really smart, a smart move, because it's a guy that, as Slaney says, built teams, improved players, but also what it allows them is a chance to get into that market and bring... maybe some unknown players, but as long as obviously the managers get a say in who comes in, I think it's. I like it. I think it's good. But you're right. They need to allow them to see it.
Need to educate the fans. Need to listen. You need to give them the 2 or 3 years. But you're alluding to it. Are they going to allow them? I know, didn't it? Look at
Nick Montgomery. You need to be showing signs, but I would say you don't need to be showing good signs.
Yeah. The fans.
Look at Nick Montgomery.
The fans have got to buy into it.
Aye.
But there you go, there's an example.
But you need to stop listening to the fans, isn't it? Because listening to them's not done them any favours at all.
Mm. No, exactly. But you've got to have a strong, strong board and strong leadership. I agree. Listen, I'm looking forward to see what he brings. He's never worked in VAR, has he? With VAR? The Sweden don't have VAR, do
they? No, sure. They don't.
I think Bobby Madden's going to take him for a crash course in the next 3 months.
Bobby Madden.
So you'll be well clued up. Good appointment for you, what do you think?
It's a wee bit different. It's they've took their time. That's for sure, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Absolute shambles, by the way, which one went on the Warnock and all that. But no, listen, it looks... for the outside looking in, a good appointment, but they've got to give them the, just what the boys are saying, it's got to give them time, but it's the fans. And their dad's right away, as an experienced manager knows right away, sometimes the fans don't give you time.
So it's a good move that he's kept Peter Levin on to part of his staff.
Is he part of his staff? Is that going to
part of the staff? He's going to take it to the end of the season, then he's going to be part of the staff.
Well, he's handled that situation really well, hasn't he? You know, what he's come into, kind of steadied the ship a wee bit. And you get all you hear is good reports about him.
Sometimes you don't get that choice.
Well, that's put on you as the manager?
Aye.
Would you take a job where that's put on you?
Oh, my managers will take jobs now, of course they will.
But this guy's in a job.
He's bringing in 2 or 3 of his own staff.
He's bringing in his own staff, definitely.
But sometimes you get staff that the club want you to keep on. Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard nothing but great reports about Peter Lane. I've never watched him work, but I've heard that he's very, very good. So... it might just be a plus for him to keep him there. He obviously knows the club, he knows everything about the Scottish game.
Do you think they'll keep him on though if they win the cup?
Aye, give him the joke.
You'd be like, see you later.
Imagine that.
Last manager to win the cup. Imagine I'm telling him what he did.
Imagine he came as Peter Leaven's first team coach.
Sorry, but Postecoglou came himself for a period of time. And look at the impact he had just himself.
He was wanting with him. Are you surprised he's not taking her now?
No. He's still seeing that team out to the end of their season, isn't he? And then he'll come in.
No, it's just that. When they spoke to him initially, it was he wanted a decision sooner, and I think everybody did, because he didn't want to start the season and then leave right at the start. I think they made their approach a week before the Swedish season started back. So I think it gives the team at Elfsborg time to go and find somebody else.
And will it give the players a lift at Aberdeen, knowing that he's going to be there next year?
I think it will.
Oh,
aye. Because there's no somebody that's going to be there long term.
Watching you.
And I know he's not there and he's not like physically watching them, but he will be watching. So the players, you would imagine, will get a wee... Listen, it's a semi-final as well. If you can't get up for a semi-final, then they shouldn't be playing for Aberdeen. Simple as that.
You've got a wee lift there, haven't you?
A wee tiny one, aye. But they certainly will get a wee lift, but I can't see...
Is that him going?
That's the noise,
mate.
A wee
fella, you two. Hey, was a wee stupid idea? Has it been busy now?
Tired. He's taking a break. He's taking a break.
He's taking a break.
Running on empty, the wee man.
He's like Rangers, isn't he? He runs like Rangers, man.
Struggling with pressure, the wee man. Me and you need to get
is
a voice.
Is he lying to one side, mate?
Nah, the wee man, just taking a wee break.
Did you hear that? What did you just say there?
Me and you, we never need to be Willie's out in the Hydro, me and Dale.
Oh, it's a must. What is it, a Willie fight at the Hydro?
No, it'll be little and large.
So, listen, they will get a lift, but that lift wouldn't matter. I think Celtic will win the semi final comfortable. I really do. Celtic in a great place, and I can't see it, but a Celtic 3-0, I'm going to go for
it. You just go along with that? Celtic comfortable?
Okay, I think it could be even more.
That's it. Aye. More than three?
Aye.
Been a few bad shouts this week, Kenny. I said Rangers would batter Dundee. Did 5-0?
Kenny had a badging, by the way.
5-0?
5-0, I had a badging.
Anybody slagging me on the...
No, you were... No, I think you saying something back.
Oh, is that
right? Put it
Done it to me, you've done it to the two now. Taking us all
no.
out.
Be boys, innit?
No.
Be guys.
Just normally.
Anybody, anybody can date when the person's not there. It's when they're there. Like me, I'll date when they're there.
What?
Without a doubt.
How have you done it?
No, but I would date. It's just not came up. But would you think Celtic... Comfortable,
I think Celtic very comfortable.
Can I disagree with that?
What about the other fixture? Stephen Naismith must be looking at that last. I think we've got a right good chance this weekend now.
I think they would have anyway. I think they'd have thought they'd a chance. But I think over the last two performances, then aye, definitely.
Would it change how he was going to play? Maybe say 2 weeks ago when he was thinking about this game to what how he's going to play now?
Well, you look at the last couple of games. Yeah. Well, look at County get at Rangers.
Yeah.
Dundee. Then they sit back, get at Rangers. So why not? And Rangers have created this themselves. You know, we're not playing well. You know, not being at it. There's a lack of confidence there. And they will. It does. I don't care who you are. The players, the Hearts boys, will now be thinking, listen, we have got an opportunity. Let's go and get at them.
This will tell you everything you know about Rangers.
And then the fans.
This game.
Rangers have got to get off to a good start. Because if they don't, the fans will turn. Even last night, you look at that start last night.
It went quite quick, didn't it? It was abysmal,
the start.
Yeah.
And that was the one thing you were expecting last night, was a good start, get at it. Wasn't there, so they need this massively on Sunday to get after a good start. Fans will turn.
Don't want to speak about Rangers too much, but what do you think he will go team-wise? Do you think Dessa's back in up front?
Sake, I don't need
that. Well, do you know, it's a hard guess, isn't it?
I think Dessa's comes back in.
Do you?
Aye.
Matondo start, McCausland start, any of the two? See my back on the left.
What about his two chances he missed at County, Daz? You've been a striker.
I think you've got to score them, of course you do. I think that could... See, now because it's... You just wonder if everybody will start jumping the bandwagon because it's doing a goal difference in the five. Should you assign Shankly? You know, because he's banging goals in for fun and he's scoring... I'm a mixed bag with Des. Sometimes I see him, I think, he's coming on to a game and I like what he's bringing and I think he'll kick on for here. But he gets to a certain level and then he dips back again for some reason. I don't know what it is.
He had one last night where he makes brilliant run, bends a run, gets in behind, takes a big massive
mad touch
and tries to catch it and that probably sums him up.
Do you know what I think?
Because he does something really brilliant and then sometimes you look and go, I can't figure out why you've tried to do that.
Do you know what I think could have turned it for him? The goal that he chopped off against Celtic. See if that's not a foul and that stands. Because he needs a big goal. Right? He's no scored that big goal.
I actually don't think a big goal makes a difference.
You're not a fan?
And the reason I'm asking the chances, I'm just thinking as a centre forward, You know, see the one that Sky do. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I used to train, I used to see strikers going away, and I'm talking about guys like John Roberts and all that, and they would do that, finishes.
But they were natural finishers.
Aye, well, there you go, it just says it, you can get better.
That's a chance that you can actually practice. It's no one you're saying, you know, the body doesn't come down and you need to make that decision. There's bodies running there. As soon as he peels, that should be low and hard with a side fit.
I wouldn't be surprised, Faddy, and we all done it as well, maybe no fair goes midfield, but forward players, after training, you would have two guys in the byline.
That's what I'm talking about.
You would hit them side foot, left foot, a wee header. We've all done it, you know what I mean?
That's what happened with the two chances on Sunday. There are two chances that will happen daily. The chance that Laidlaw makes a brilliant save, but he should be putting it back in it. But you get chances like that every day in training. And the one, the worst one for me is the one where he skies it. Because you should be doing that every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should, and that's, you do that every day, and goalies hate it, because you're having shot for penalty spot, maybe a wee bit further in between, you know, the 6-yard box and the 18-yard box, and the goalies hate it. But it's about that repetition, so that you know that when I make that move and step on, relax. See, I know what I'm doing.
So why is he not got to bring Roof?
See the goal hang about that.
Finisher,
see the goal.
Roof kept wanting to drop off, didn't
he? See when he gets into the positions, you expect him to miss now. Yeah. And that's like you're sitting.
The only thing is is that a good thing? It doesn't seem to affect him because he still goes in there, and eventually he does. But he needs four or five chances, and that's.
Did Roof even hit a shot on goal last night when he's playing?
No. You could pick the Celtic team at the weekend. I don't think many will pick the Rangers.
No. Would you put Barisic back in, Paul?
No.
Instead of Sterling?
No.
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 No. Barisic's just gone, isn't he?
There's
no point in him getting in there. Absolutely no point whatsoever.
Shankland would be licking his lips, wouldn't he?
Well, see, to be fair, see if I'm Shankland, and I used to do it when I played centre forward, play against two centre halves. See if I'm Shankland, I'm playing in goals. Right, I'm staying away from shooter.
Just says,
I'm playing right in him. I'm going to just fucking. I used to do it all the time. I used to pick the weakest centre half, and I would constantly play right next to him and playing that side.
I think you're playing float in front of them, Bargas and
with the pace.
Forrest.
Yeah,
Not a bad shot.
But if I was playing up top against Rangers and now, I'm on goals.
The thing is as well, we said about Aberdeen getting up for the semi-final. This is massive for Hearts, because they've got a brilliant chance to go and beat Rangers and get into the final. And that's another team, Aberdeen, Hearts, Hibs. These teams want to be winning and competing for cups, because they're not going to win the league. And the money they spend, the expectation is these teams should be fighting out for third. And that's a lot, but they should be going for cups. And this is a brilliant chance.
Who are we predicting? And is MD going for Hearts?
We're going for the Coupe now. Paul, take it away.
Mm-hmm. Can I just ask you just very quickly, sorry, before we're going to Coupe, what did you make of the Chelsea penalty? That one.
Ah, fucking ridiculous. By the way. But
what was that all about?
Was it Big Boy Jackson? Palmer. Mm-hmm. I thought that was ridiculous, wasn't it?
I loved it for Palmer.
Oh, amazing.
I just got the ball.
And then just see his interview after it.
No.
They said, Gallagher, did you see what happened? They says, I'd take the penalties.
And Gallagher had to get in the captain.
He says, it's all right, they all want to take penalties at 4-0. He says, but no, when it's high pressure situations, I take them.
He's
brilliant.
Ah, what about the Manchester penalty last night, Silver?
Oh my God. What has he done?
Keeper just stays.
Mate.
It's done.
I was actually cringing for him.
Oh,
I'm thinking, does he think the goalie's going to dive? And he's just flicking that.
Just try.
Oh, that's
just pass it in the middle.
That's quite what about the Hibs statement as well? I think that Montgomery's away, isn't he?
No, they're going back him.
Think?
Aye. By the way, I'm not kidding you. I went to St Mirren Hibs about 3 months ago or whatever it may be, doing it at Paisley, and I'm stoning with the Hibs board, and I'm not kidding you, they've all got their fucking in their horn talking about this guy, right? How great he was. I was 3-4 months ago telling, oh, by the way, this boy's got to take us here and there. We're really impressed with him, different class. So if you're in that sort of a, you know, opinion of him 4 months ago, you've got to stick with him next season. He needs a defence. See if he can get a defence.
Yeah,
two centre halves.
I don't think it depends on what happens. Malida's come in, been excellent. Depends what happens with the guys that are on loan, but they need to sign defenders. two central defenders, they need to sign them.
All right, Paul Coutum.
Right, lads, Coutum. Bonus point per game if you predict the first goal scorer correctly. I love that wee addition. We'll start with Aberdeen Celtic. I'm going to go 3-0 Celtic. Who'll go first goal?
I'll go first then. I wonder who he's picking.
Big Tommy Gemmell. He's in the lounges before the game.
Wee jinky earlier.
I'm honest when I say it. I just think it'll be 3-0.
O'Neill, comfortable win for Celtic. O'Reilly, so I keep
Martin O'Neill again. He's on about 20 a season now.
Many times have I said O'Neill for O'Reilly? Okay. O'Reilly's a crying.
You going O'Reilly?
I think O'Reilly, just ghosting for the middle of the park.
I'm going to go Celtic 2, Aberdeen 0.
Is it actual scores we're going?
Scores, mate.
Scores as well. I'll go with the 3-0 with Slaney as well.
I'll go 2-0 and I'll go Hatate.
That's what I was going to go, you bastard.
You can still do the same.
What are you going?
I'm going to go Celtic to win 3-1, Mijovski.
First goal scorer!
Oh, fuck.
I'm buying you a double breakfast if that comes up. Fucking hell.
I like the wings in here. I think the wings are brilliant.
Need to get the ones used to it back.
I'm trying to think who else there is that can score.
I'm not doing that again.
I think 2-0 Celtic. I'll go Kyogo first goal.
Right, okay. Rangers Hearts.
Oh.
I'm going to start it. Shanklin first.
Aye, I wonder why.
I'm starting it. Kyogo first. I'm starting Shanklin first.
Portland in goal.
I'm going to go Shanklin.
Stevie Chalmers first goal.
Donald Ford.
I've got it. Fuck.
Go for
I'm going to go Hearts 2, Rangers 1, Shanklin first goal scorer.
Wow.
And it's no
trying to
annoy people. You're just honest,
mate. That's a big call for the Lisbon line, isn't it? That's a big goal. One Celtic fucking home game needs all out of place.
I've got 1-0 Rangers Dessers.
2-1 Rangers. I fucking hope so. Seema.
I'm going to go 2-1. Do you go 2-1 Rangers?
Aye.
I'm going to go 2-1 Rangers and I'm going to go. Who'll play with Rangers?
Dessers, Seema, Silva.
I meant Dessers. Oh, but I went 1-0 Rangers, that's fine.
Lawrence, Cantwell.
I'm going Seema to score the first goal.
Seema, aye. What's
the score?
I think it'll go to extra time.
That as well.
Two each.
Two-one.
You know. 2-1, 2-1
I went.
What,
are
you going
2-each?
2-each. And if it was a Hearts man, I'd be going Hearts 2-1, Shanklin. Have you come for that?
6-7.
2-each.
Rangers. Did you see Rod Stewart last week?
Rangers turn penalties.
Did you see Rod Stewart last week at Celtic again?
Aye.
Were you talking to him?
Nah, not for me.
No, you know, like Rod.
Man, nah.
Doesn't he know the worst of Grace kids on he does?
Nah, no, my type of man.
The Rangers man. Anyway.
Aye.
By the way, see that day I was at Celtic Park and they come out at half time and stone and singing Grace to all the Celtic fans. Fuck me, mate. And they're all turning round looking at him, singing back to him.
I don't like him to a lot of
them. Nah, they don't.
Because he was a Rangers man.
Was he?
I think you see Mary's politics, isn't it?
Right.
He's whiskey and honest, he hates his whiskey.
They like the Marty.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.